No. Jael shook her head and slipped away, trying to hide her smile. The moon was bright, and she knew that he would see her face. No? Edmund followed her. Are you sure? The water was warm. There was still snow on the ground, but the water wrapped itself around their chilled bodies, cocooning them in liquid heat. Of course I'm sure, she insisted, batting him away as he crept towards her. Then why are you smiling? Edmund laughed, forcing his way through her half-hearted attempts to stop him, kissing her pursed lips. If it's no, then why are you smiling? I promise you, if I were pregnant, I wouldn't be smiling, Jael grumbled, letting him kiss her. No? No, I couldn't think of anything worse. Edmund sunk back, his smile vanishing. Really? Jael froze. She didn't know what to say without making it worse. Edmund reached for her hands, his eyes down on the shimmering water. I understand, but... He looked up and his smile came racing back. You'll change your mind when it happens. I know you will. Jael squirmed away from his gaze, frowning. I know you will, Jael Furyk. You love me. I know that, too. We're meant to be, remember? You and me?
Jael?
Jael turned away into the darkness. She blinked, squinting, shivering suddenly.
Jael!
Grandmother? Mina! Berard tripped over a loose cobblestone as he ran after the woman whose red hair was streaming behind her as she scurried away. Mina! Mina sighed impatiently and stopped. She didn't know what he wanted, but she needed to leave. She had to go before Jaeger found her, before the sun set. Berard stumbled to a halt. He had spied Mina from the first floor balcony of the castle and he'd run all the way to try and reach her before she left. He looked down at her tiny sack. Where are you going? He asked in surprise, trying to catch his breath. Mina tapped her head with her free hand, staring at her boots, avoiding those concerned grey-blue eyes. She did not want to stop, did not want to stay. Berard Dragos had always been kind to her, but she would not let that influence her decision.
I am leaving,
she said resolutely, looking up at last.
But you can't, Berard insisted. My grandmother is dead,
Mina sniffed.
There is nothing here for me now. There is no one.
She shuddered, not wanting to think of Marana creeping around that horrible chamber, so gleeful that Varna was gone.
This is your home, Mina, Berard said kindly. You have no one else, do you? No one who will take you in. I have an uncle. He lives on Os. I will find my way there.
Mina turned to leave. She had to go. She couldn't stay. Berard reached for her arm.
Please, why don't you come back to the castle? Just for tonight. I know it's been a terrible shock what happened to Varna, but you can't run off like this. You won't survive out there all alone.
Mina's shoulders slumped as she turned around, her chest heaving.
You don't understand. You don't, she sobbed. She let this happen. She's there. She'll kill me next.
Who? Mina shook her head, clamping her lips together, too scared to utter another word. She looked behind Berard to the castle which towered above them both, to the tiny window on the very top floor. Shivering, she imagined the cold, dark chamber she would have to share with her evil aunt if she stayed. The woman who had helped murder her grandmother, Marana Gallus. There was no pool, no Edmund, no moon, just darkness, heavy and cold. Jael crept forward. Grandmother? Her heart was thumping like a drum, her breath coming in short bursts. She listened but heard nothing.
Grandmother! Jael?
It was faint now, so faint that Jael could barely make out which direction the voice was coming from. And then light. Dull afternoon light. An alley. A body. Jael ran towards the crumpled figure sprawled in the dirt.
Grandmother! No!